Next up, we have Mr. Reza Razul. He's a CTO at QuiOak, where he's pioneered work on the CTO as a service and other projects with Gather Films and Sky Micro. His strong suits are technical consulting services and digital media applications, where he leverages a track record of award-winning products and services. He's also an expert at business modeling, including mission definition, value proposition, requirements analysis, and business plan development, and technical due diligence, including independent technical review of companies, IP, and projects. He's also experienced in security auditing, including threat analysis, security rating and planning, and development process planning, including agile project management, process establishment, metrics auditing, and others. Previously, he's worked at Music Mastermind and Widevine Technologies. Please welcome Reza Razul to Cloud Computing West.
Thanks so much. I hope my voice holds out. Sounds like we're all suffering a bit from dry throat. So, just a quick note on the company, QuiOak. The derivation of the name, in Cape Town street parlance, where I was born, Kwai means wild or angry, or it also means cool, in the same way that the word wicked means cool or not. And oak is, it means guy, so together that means cool guy. But oak gives you an idea of solidity and wisdom and so on, and maybe the progenitor of small acorns. And we are in the business, click. There we go, excellent. So we're in the business of helping startup companies, and through that we've become somewhat experts in the area of cloud computing. And today I want to talk about a particular area of elasticity we call hyper-elasticity, specifically handling spike events. So this is very important. Let me rattle on. Well, first of all, what is elasticity? I don't know if any of you recall sitting through your first physics lesson and maybe covering a law called Hooke's law, which is describes the property of elasticity, how a system, when subjected to a load, can stretch or expand, and then when the load is taken away, it reduces. And typically the displacement is proportional to the amount of the load. And so that analogy, which is almost a fitting analogy, is brought to bear on cloud systems and the ability of a cloud to handle a varying load is called elasticity. And let's just look at, this is a real, you can probably recognize it's a Google Analytics chart from one of our clients. And it's an interesting study of how the traffic varies on a daily basis. And it follows almost a sine wave on a day-to-day basis. You can see it rises up here in the morning. It's probably got its low point at about 2, 3 a.m. in the morning. It doesn't go down to zero. There's still some people up actually ordering stuff. It's an e-commerce platform. It's crazy. But then very promptly when people come into work, it goes up. This is very interesting because the demographic for this particular platform are sort of 50-plus audience, and it actually tends to later. If I had the time marked here, I could contrast that with another platform that we built for a 13-plus, a sort of school-going audience, and we actually found it peaking when the kids came home from school, peaking on the East Coast, and then as the time zones, as that coming home period travels across the US, you actually find this kind of smeared out over three time zones. So interestingly here, that's Saturday, that's Sunday, and people typically take Friday half day. And so for the traffic, you see Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday half day, Saturday, Sunday, not very much traffic. And there you can see a platform that varies maybe about an order of magnitude. From the low point, about 20 concurrent users, and at the high point, maybe 200. So that's not a difficult problem to solve with the standard auto-scaling techniques that are available in cloud computing. And let's just take that into, you know, that's how it varies during the over several days, very predictable. In fact, you don't even need auto-scaling. You could probably program, you could probably hard code your system to increase the array size hour by hour and shrink down, and you shouldn't suffer much degradation in page load times or bounce rate or so. So let's look at it in a lot more detail. Let's look at it over a 24-hour period. What does it look like? Well, here is a slice through a day, and that's how the traffic varied the day. As we said, in the small hours of the morning, it was at its minimum, and then it grows and it goes up on an hour-by-hour basis. So in the middle of the day, it's peaking. This particular platform is quite compute intensive, so it required us to scale the array almost proportional to the traffic, and there were some scaling rules here. This particular auto scaling algorithm said that if all the nodes were to vote to increase for 3 successive minutes, then the array would double in size. It's quite drastic, but it gave us a very fast response, and it filtered out some of the false positives. And it would double in size until the page load time, which was the basis by which they voted, dropped down below the requirement, and then it would vote to shrink. And if any of them voted to shrink, we would drop the array size by... We would actually multiply it by 3/4, so drop 25%, and it would do that successively. So this is the sort of response, a very simple algorithm, and you can see how the array size, the bar chart, varied in response to the traffic. Now let's look at what page load time did. Well, you see page load time, the green line, is actually quite noisy when you've only got one computer in your array. Well, you'd expect that to be, but it's also very low traffic, so the damage isn't that bad. And when you've got your peak load time, you're getting a sufficient response time. In fact, you'd probably, in many cases, want to bring that down to about 2 seconds, but it's doable. In fact, if you want to look at the page abandonment rate or the bounce rate, you can see that the target was to keep it around about, keep it under 25%, and that came from a lot of A/B testing. You found that there wasn't much return on investment. You got diminishing returns if you had the array much bigger than that. And so we built an auto scaling mechanism that was based on from the consumer's experience, a metric that was actually derived from the consumer's experience. Then we took it one stage further. We said, okay, how much revenue did we lose across the 24 hours? This means how many people would have stayed on the site but actually bounced out, and based on the ARPU, we can compute the lost revenue. And so if you're an engineer, you can do that, but you probably don't want to share it with your CFO because that just gives him a whip to beat you up with. Instead, we came up with another metric. We said, hey, here's how much revenue we actually recovered. So by scaling our auto-scaling algorithm, this is how much revenue you would have lost had we not scaled, had we kept the array at its original size. Here's how much revenue you would have lost. We recovered all that for you. And now it's an attaboy. So when you're an engineer, just be careful what metrics you share. I guess you should share them all, but make sure you give them a whip as well as a box of stars to give you back. Okay, so then what you can do is say, well, here's our return on investment. So we actually invested in bursting into public cloud infrastructure in order to handle that increased load of traffic. and here the black line, and this is not to scale, but you know, you have to scale this in order to make it visual. The black line shows this is the return on investment for that scaling algorithm. And you can actually use that to test different algorithms and see which ones work better for you and your particular business. So now we've talked about standard elasticity. I hazard that most public-facing platforms have some sort of system that looks like this. What is hyper-elasticity?
Wow.
Well, this is where systems are stretched beyond their elastic limit and maybe even to the breaking point. I'm going to move off that slide quickly. So we deal with what are called spike events. So as we said, standard cloud elasticity can cope with slowly varying loads. And there you see the traffic, the auto-scaling mechanism. And Tom, you'd be interested to know that particular client we actually implemented on the Rackscale cloud platform. So there it was, bouncing along day by day, and it was doing really well. But what about the unexpected spike? Bang. September 25th, 26th, something crazy happened. So this particular platform is from a client of ours called Gather Films. They're in the business of crowdsourcing audiences for theatrical distribution. It's an amazing new platform, revolutionary. Instead of movies being pushed by the studios to your theater, instead consumers can request the movies to come to the theater, and through the platform we give them the tools to crowdsource amongst their friends an audience sufficient to make that screening tip, much like in the way a Kickstarter a project tips. And so through that Gather Films was able to this year have the first movie that grossed $1 million through crowdsourcing. This is great. So once that happened, many movies came to the platform for distribution. And we found it worked really well for cause-driven documentaries and for celebrity movies with large fan followings. On the 23rd, we took on Pearl Jam's movie, PJ20. And Pearl Jam put out three tweets without coordinating with us. And here you see the normal auto-scaling algorithm is just bang. It's just blown to its breaking point. And we and I'm now going to talk about how we handle that. So let's slice through that, but not now on an hour-by-hour basis. We actually dissect it into a minute-by-minute basis. And here you can see the spike event. The traffic on a minute-by-minute basis just went. It was the record. It was the most traffic we'd had on the site. And it was quite devastating. And here is what the servers did. And Tom's cringing now. Why is he cringing? Because you can see there that the servers went up. We actually put a cap. We put a limit on the size the array can go to because, well, the CFO said, I'm not going to give you a blank check to completely, you know, drain our bank account. So we've got to put a limit in there. Your array can only grow this big. It grew to 60 really quickly, because it said every minute it was going to double in size if it needed to. And so it got to 60, but it kind of got there a bit late. And we want to understand, well, first of all, this is what happened to the bounce rate. Dreadful.
That's not good.
So what happened? Well, it's that is the problem. The Linux boot time is up to 15 minutes on standard cloud platforms. So it's not good. It's not disastrous, but it's not good. But all that time when your array cannot respond, you're basically losing traffic because the bounce rate bangs up to 100%. So what are the sort of things that can generate those spikes, and what can you do with it? Well, one of them is like the Pearl Jam tweet that went out to a massive audience, and the call to action was, hey, go to gather.us, which is the site. We handled it, but as you can see, we had some issues. On a previous site, we had something similar happen on Black Friday. You think you would have predicted that. We had an OEM deal with HP that one of our clients' applications was placed right on the HP desktop. Black Friday, people go and buy new laptops, and they said, oh, what's this icon? They clicked on it. Another spike. And it's very difficult for that spike to be distinguished from a denial-of-service attack. And so some systems, they have other fail-safe mechanisms that actually intervene to protect them from a denial-of-service attack. But it's even worse than that, because that is the cost. Most cloud providers are still billing for an entire hour. So even if you wanted to handle a spike event, even if you had a trimmed-down Linux instance and your stack was super light and you could respond in a timely manner, you only really needed to handle the spike of about 20 minutes or so. Some spikes are even shorter than that. You're charged for an entire 60 minutes. So, Tom, I'm glad you're here, because this is important that maybe we recognize this hyper-elasticity problem, and we figure out what are our options to solve that. Well, one option is faster booting nodes. I mean, there are actually lots of options, but I'm going to tackle the ones that the cloud providers can offer. So have a look at the Google Compute Engine. Here I'm comparing Google with EC2, and you can see Google's got some rapidly booting Linux nodes that can boot in record time compared with typical Amazon nodes. And this is vitally important for handling the issue of hyper-elasticity. And then if you're able to respond fast to it, you want to be able to shrink when that spike goes away, because those spikes go away also very quickly. And so you don't want to be billed for the entire hour. And both Google and Windows Azure offered sub-hour billing. In fact, I think Windows, are down to one-minute billing. So this is the maturity that we see in cloud, in the same way that the mobile marketplace matured from, remember when it's 5-minute billing, 3-minute billing, it's gone now, they've all normalized to a 1-minute billing. I hear that in Europe there's one provider that's even offering 6-second billing for the very rapid call. So this is important. These two factors can help us handle hyper-elasticity, and so that's faster booting nodes, sub-hour billing. So what are the results? Well, here is how we responded to those spike events in March. And I'm looking at two metrics here. Here you see a spike in visits, and you see the bounce rate going up at the same time. You'll be glad to hear that in September, we implemented some hyper-elasticity measures, and here you see the result. A massive spike in traffic, but the bounce rate actually went down. And so it was quite gratifying to see that in the space of 6 months, our engineering had paid off and the bounce rate goes down. So it is possible to build a system with that sort of twitch reflex that isn't going to drain the bank, but you need two things. You need from the cloud providers, you need faster booting nodes, and you need sub-hour billing. Thank you very much.